The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, hi, Mark.
That scream can mean only one thing. The highlight of the show. He is, he always will be, he always was, Mark Grody. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Steve. I will continue to be Mark Grody. I was thinking when you said, like, because Gene Grody would be furious if I was to change my name this late into the game. But I was wondering, as I was listening to you right before I came on, and you mentioning that my name is in the intro and I'm never actually part of the show anymore. Are there new listeners? There's got to be people that are checking out the score and checking you out for the first time. Like, there's probably waves of them throughout the years who are like, so when does Mark come in? Like, where is the, do they think it's the, maybe they think it's Sean Sears is me or whomever might be. Maybe they think Robbie Triano is me and they're just sort of confused, but I think we can put an end to the confusion. How you doing, everybody? I'm Mark Grody and I used to be the co-host on Saturday Suckage.
Right. And so we were counting down that, well, so that open is at least 8 years old.
Good work back there.
I can't do math.
Things.
I can't do math.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Yeah.
Weekends matter. Yeah. No, they don't.
No, they don't. They don't, they don't matter.
Not.
They
it's
matter.
Okay. Yeah. Just play the old open. It'll be fine. It's
right.
Good.
That's what, yeah, we don't have time to waste on new open.
Yeah, we've got to get ready for Monday.
Accuracy doesn't matter these days. We're not. We just need content. So on top of that, Patrick from Gage Park had texted in. He said, I just rolled a blunt and I had to pull over when I heard Grody. It's like Grody's back.
All right.
So this morning, Patrick from Gage Park, it was apparently the first time he had listened to the show from the opening on while straight, apparently he had never done before. And he texted back, waited until now to spark it for this segment. Grody time. Packers suck. Bursts. Patrick from Gage Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Patrick. Hope you're doing well, man. Please do not. This goes for everybody out there. Kids, adults, you do not want to drive while you're stoned because your reaction time will suckage. Okay? That's it. Public service announcement.
Oh, I think because you may get jolted out of your hand and you don't want to lose that.
Well, yeah, well, that too. It's a concern. Yeah, well, I want everybody to be healthy. Stoning in place.
Right.
Stoning in place.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah.
I think that will be a common theme for the next little while. On the guest hotline today is Mark Grody. He is joining me on the guest hotline that is presented by Circus Sports Illinois. And I did want to run this by you. Patrick Finley, a wonderful, we love Patrick Finley. We love having the opening music, his walk-up music of the Golden Girls theme. We love it and he loves it, and so it makes for a happy thing. He put together this today for us. The Bears wide receivers had 75 receptions and 1,059 yards and 7 TDs through the first 8 games last year. Bears wide receivers this year have combined for 91 receptions. That would be more, but fewer yards and fewer touchdowns. So Luke Getsy was better than Shane Waldron, which isn't saying much, but the unit with Velus Jones was better than the unit with Keenan Allen. That's what happens.
The unit with who?
Velus Jones.
Oh, I thought you said Jalen Jones.
No. Velus Jones. The unit with Velus Jones had better numbers than the one with Keenan Allen. Explain, Lucy.
So first of all, well, you tell Patrick Finley. No.
Yeah.
Is the conclusion that we'd rather have Velus Jones Jr. than Keenan Allen?
No, I'm saying this is nuts. Connect the dots for me, Mark.
I understand, but you know it's obviously ludicrous to think, you know, and I know that that's not what Pat was trying to say, that he would rather have Velus. I think everybody knows that this is a good group of wide receivers that hasn't gotten it together yet. I think that it, what the Bears have tried to do this year is what I wanted to see them try to do this year, and that is what they've been trying to do for decades, and that is to have a representative downfield passing game. And I think that they put a ton on Caleb Williams's plate, a ton, in terms of treating him like an adult, treating him like a generational quarterback, treating him like the number one overall pick, and unfortunately for Caleb, except for a couple of games, maybe a few games you could say, after the Indianapolis loss, when they won three in a row, and in particular two of those games, he was very good, very accurate, very downfield, all of that stuff. But I think that there has been, you know, I think everybody, and I understand it, I think that people are scared to death in the media, and I think fans to a certain, and much, much lesser extent, are scared to death to blame the quarterback. I think people waited until the very end to blame Justin Fields. People were afraid to call him out because, oh my God, you're going to get attacked by everybody out there. Caleb Williams is a developing quarterback who I think is going to be great still. But I just think that there's been so much on him in terms of being a big boy quarterback right from the beginning. And that's part of what he wants to do. I'm sure he's imposed his will to some degree to be like, yeah, man, I am not a check down quarterback. I know Cole Kmet's wide open 7 or 8 yards down the field. I don't want that. I want to throw downfield to Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen's going to let the ball go right through his hands. which he did do.
They practiced that.
Yeah. I was talking about this the other day, too, Steve. Do you remember, I think it was the first preseason game for Caleb Williams, a home game or something like that. And I don't even remember the opponent, but you'll probably remember the play. And it was a day in which Caleb, the results were mixed, but he had some moments that were terrific. And one really subtle one where you had it was a third down play. It was like a 3rd-and-7 play. You had Kari Blassingame in there. Remember Kari Blassingame?
I remember him.
The old Bears fullback. A little trivia here. Who was the Bears fullback on this roster this year? Kari Blassingame wide open in the flat. Nobody around him. You know, maybe 3 yards down the field. And you think, well, maybe you get it to him and he can fight for the yardage, like which would have been old school Bears. Instead, he zings it to DJ Moore down the field to get the first down, and we all celebrated that because, oh, look what he did. Instead of checking it and making the easy pass to the fullback or the tight end or the running back, he threw it to the sticks instead, and we all celebrated that. We celebrated it when he threw that elite pass downfield to Rome Odunze. Do you remember the preseason elite pass that he threw to Rome Odunze?
Dude,
that we were all going crazy, where he found the time? That's what we all wanted. We didn't want checkdowns. We didn't want a million passes to Gerald Everett and Cole Kmet, you know, 4 yards down the field and let them do the work. We didn't want, you know, DeAndre Swift to be catching the ball as opposed to Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, or DJ Moore. That's what everybody wanted. That's what the Bears wanted. Unfortunately, they've hit a wall in the last couple of weeks trying to do that, and now the Bears have to make a decision, and we'll see it probably implemented this week just because of the problems along the offensive line. Now they are met with, okay, do we have to change things a little bit? Do we have to be more? And I don't even want to use the word because we had to use this word with his predecessors, Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields. Do they have to be more conservative? Do they now have to just run the hell out of the ball? Do they now have to throw the ball, you know, 15 times to the tight ends and the running backs and save conservative plays as opposed to going downfield? Maybe that's what they have to do. But I just think that that's been the problem. Like the Bears have been, they wanted this downfield passing game, and right now it's hit a wall. Doesn't mean they can't turn it around, but that is what has happened.
So, what happened to that accuracy that Caleb Williams initially showed, and now he could help his beleaguered coach and his injured offensive line by being more accurate when he has the chance, give or take a Keenan Allen drop? What happened to that accuracy? We played the drop earlier about him talking about it. Do we have any answers other than I need to get better at this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. It's a fair question. And honestly, Caleb Williams is shaking his head himself because this is not a situation that he was met with for any sustained time when he was at USC. When you go back and watch his games, of course, he was inaccurate sometimes, but most of the time, I mean, that was certainly not a mark where you looked at, when you read the scouting reports, so accuracy issues was not an issue. And you go back to last week's game where, you know, Caleb completes the 44-yarder to Roma Dunze when the defense broke down, and that's mm-hmm. a good play. You take advantage of the defense breaking down, not taking anything away from it. But then on, I think it was back-to-back plays eventually, where he misses both Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the end zone, and there was little margin for error, but missed both of those guys, and both, there was a little, I mean, not like those guys were like wide open, but they were open enough, and yes, Caleb Williams did miss them. The only thing that I can think of is what was being, I think that it really pays to listen to what both Caleb Williams and DJ Moore were saying this week about their individual chemistry. We did not get a chance this week to, or at least I didn't, to speak to Keenan Allen. And at this point, I'm not looking for answers from Roma Dunze. You know, he's a rookie. He shouldn't be put in that position necessarily. But what they're talking about is they are still figuring it out, and they are saying it out loud. That, you know, I asked DJ Moore straight up and played it one of my Bears hits this week, you know, is there a little bit of a tug of war out there, a little bit of, you know, philosophical, you know, in a good way, you know, sort of debating on how things should be done? And he said, yes, there is some of that. You know, you have these these different forces coming at each other. Like, and I'm just using DJ Moore and Caleb Williams as a microcosm, I think, of everything that's going, especially with the veteran guys, that they are still trying to figure it out. You've got a veteran, this excellent wide receiver in DJ Moore. He's a terrific top 10 wide receiver in the National Football League who's had a ton of success, and I believe at this point in his career just wants to win. Then you have Caleb Williams, who was this hyper-successful college quarterback who is now trying to transfer that to the NFL. So you've got different points of view on how routes should be run, where you should be, and this is where Shane Waldron comes in more than anything, because I haven't hated what Shane Waldron has wanted to do with this offense. What I don't like is seemingly this lack of, I guess, authority that we figured out from Mercedes Lewis, that he wants him to, the offensive coordinator, to impose his will more. This is where the coaches have to be, DJ, this is where you're supposed to be, Caleb, this is where you're supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be done. This isn't Caleb's way. This isn't your way, DJ Moore. This is the way that it has to be done. So it feels like, and I don't, like I do, I don't know exactly how well those two get along and how his receivers get along. I can only tell you what I see in the locker room, and they do seem to have a good relationship. I just think there's an on-field chemistry or feeling out process, figuring out process that simply hasn't been solved at this point.
It's halfway through the season. They knew they were going to draft him in March, they all knew what was going on, and it's not been solved. And this is when you have receivers at that level. Justin Fields certainly solved it, and Justin Fields can't throw in this league. He certainly solved it with DJ Moore. But I wanted to make this point because it's laughable at this point. It may change. But right now, your leading receiver, the team that leads in yards, the guy that leads in yards, leads the team in yards, Rome Odunze with 391 yards.
I mean, that's not a joke. I mean, like, that's not horrible.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
It is, because the part that I wanted to get to was this. Remember all that stuff about the race to 1,000?
Yeah.
The answer is going to be nobody.
That is sad.
Yes.
That is sad.
None of the above. Nobody don't bet the field either. There's nobody coming from behind. That's what's shocking. And we're all looking for, I'm looking for blame. Why is it? Because this is inexplicable with the talent that they have. So I want to blame somebody.
Well, a lot
of people.
Then don't you blame Caleb Williams?
I do for his accuracy. I thought the issues, and I asked Hub this, and maybe you can answer this. Maybe you've seen it because you've seen it up close and you've heard him as well. What have you seen lately that might lead you to believe he started developing bad habits, making this prospect even worse, any?
You said Hub said that he is developing?
No. I asked him this. I said, what in Hub's view, have you seen areas where he's getting worse or where he's developing bad habits, where his quarterback's pocket behavior is such, maybe looking down too much, maybe running too quickly, maybe doing things different than you would want to see?
Well, I think that no, but I think that I understand where those questions are coming from because of the pressure that has been put on him getting sacked 6 times against Arizona last week, and just with the pocket just collapsing, whether because of the injuries. So I can't sit here and tell you that my eyes have seen him develop bad habits, but who knows what is being developed just because like I can't judge a guy when the pressure is coming at him. If he does something awkward, trying to elude pressure and makes a weird throw or something like that, like I kind of get it. So I don't know if he's developing bad habits, and we'll find out. And in the first year of Justin Fields starting, or his first starts, we wondered the same things about him.
Mm-hmm.
When he got sacked 9 times, was it Pittsburgh?
No, it was Cleveland. Cleveland. That was Matt Nagy's little bit of touch of stupid right there.
I said this out loud back then. I always wondered how much that informed Justin Fields game to game, like getting slaughtered in his first game, how much that actually affected him going forward and what bad habits it might have shown up there. But I can't sit here and say, like, oh, yes, that, like, he has collected bad habits and these now are going to stay with Caleb Williams. I understand the question, but I'm not ready to say that he has developed bad habits yet.
I didn't know if there was a start in that, and that's good. I would like to see that. I would like not to see that. The idea of effort. Patrick Manley really surprised me when he talked about. They looked like a team that did not have. You would have expected a better response coming off what happened in Washington. All kinds of stupid, all kinds of chaos. You're a national punchline. You had your quarterback essentially led you on two touchdown drives late in the fourth quarter. Your offensive coordinator went stupid and screwed that up. And your head coach, defensive coordinator, screwed that up. And suddenly you have this gutting loss in Washington. And the response throughout a noisy week was what you saw in Arizona. And Patrick Manley made the point about effort, lack of it, scaring him, worrying him, the early signs. I don't know what you may have seen, what you may have felt in the locker room throughout the week, what you may have heard. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe it was just, this is a team that doesn't get over crap like that real quick, and maybe this is different this week. But I wanted to get your take on the way they came out of the Washington loss, and then what you heard this week, what you felt this week, what you think the locker room might be like.
Yeah, I mean, there has been, it hasn't reached a point of emergency and stop, drop, and roll here or anything like that.
But stop, drop, and roll.
You like that? You like
there's a blasto from the pasto.
Kids, if you start on fire, stop what you're doing, drop, and roll.
Another reason not to drive high. Don't be sparking while you're driving.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of your car. We promote wake and bake, not drive and bake.
Okay? There you go.
On this show, we are talking about the essence of being at home.
Staying on brand.
In your bed. It's a dark day today, I think. I don't have a lot of light beaming through my place right now. But it's been a growing issue this year. The Bears run defense, that they have given up a lot of individual big runs this year. They gave up the 213 yards last week to Arizona. James Conner, who, and I think that was part of it. You asked the question, like, was there a kind of a giving up, a lack of toughness, as you said, Patrick Manley was talking about. I think that it sure looks like that when you're giving up 6.6 yards a carry. They were without Montez Sweat, but I can't sit here and say, like, if Montez Sweat's absence meant that much, then this is not a good defense. There's, I mean, and he's great. Like, Montez Sweat is a great player, but if he means that, then the rest of these guys that we put on pedestals all the time, then they ain't that good either. So I kind of refuse to believe that. The other way that it's really easy to look at a defense and say, yeah, they've given up, or that when that, like, that the Inari DeMarcado run, that you just don't get over that. You know, that's the run, the third and five, 53-yard run before the
12 seconds to go. Yeah.
12 seconds to go, and there were four on the clock before when that thing ended. So, of course, like, that's so jarring and such a bad miss that if anybody wants to say that the Bears' defense was not tough and was giving up to some degree, then I have no arguments for them. What I will say is the defense has been good enough as a whole this year to where I can circle these games, this game in particular, and say, that may not be representative of what. Like, I feel like the Bears' defense could very easily recover. There is enough talent, despite what I was just saying. There is enough talent for this Bears' defense to turn things around, but they're going to need to. And one other thing, too, you asked about, like, what the players were saying about that. Yeah, I think it was probably a pretty rugged film session this week for the defense. I mean, the head coach is essentially the defensive coordinator, with all due respect to Eric Washington. I imagine that was pretty spirited this week at at Halas Hall, because that, you know, any defensive coordinator or defensive assistant, it just insults their sensibilities if you give up big run plays. You can handle the pass plays in this day and age. You know what I mean? Bend but don't break. But don't give up the big run plays. So I'm guessing there had to have been a ton of spirited talk that went on. But one thing Matt Eberflus talked about yesterday, Steve, was, and I think it was Potash who brought it up, saying, hey, you know, this thing has been going on with the run defense. I mean, is it something that should worry you? And I thought for sure Flus would be give the stock, well, we're not really worried, and we'll figure it out. We're going to be – he said, yeah, it is worrisome. And Flus even referenced the preseason. He's like, that's why, like – that's when, as a matter of fact, I've just been told by Sean Sears that you have the audio of Matt Eberflus. He actually gave a pretty real answer on his run defense. Here it is.
If you have any level of concern about that even, you know, not getting too comfortable with just because they've been good so far, that it might be something to shore up there.
Yeah, and I said that all the way back in training camp, right? Mm-hmm. It's a prove it league. You got to prove it. You know, all this talk about being top five and all those things is that's great talk, but it's what you do on the grass, and it's how you perform every single week. And we've had some plays, some, you know, chunk plays that put the yards up. So we just got to be more consistent. We got to be more consistent, and the guys have worked their tail off in terms of that, in terms of the run game this week, and they're excited about this performance coming up.
Yeah, you need to. He's with it, because when he talks about it's what you do on the grass. He is endorsing Wake and Bake Club members watching the Bears as the only way you can watch an Eberflus coach team. So all of a sudden he's being...
Of course, that's what you took from it.
All of a sudden,
our listeners heard. They weren't listening. They were half listening to the show, and they heard...
That's right.
You guys are the experts. I don't know why I'm questioning you guys.
Because that guy just say grass?
People hear a different radio show than we do. That's the truth. They've got their own radio frequencies in their head, and some are altered, some are necessarily altered, and so that's it. So now all of a sudden, you know what this reminds me of? Because I'm all for firing this guy, because I just don't think anybody's listening.
This is not the time. After that cut, this is not the time to talk about Fire Flus. I thought that was a good cut from
Fire
Flus.
And guess what? On the way out, he sounded... because. Matt Eberflus sounded like honest and authentic and not full of crap, just like John Fox did when he was on his way out.
Ooh. John Fox.
It's true. Man. All of a sudden, John Fox got interesting when he knew he was done.
He did? I just remember, wasn't he talking about...
He's talking about his monkey, the chained up monkey. And he was interesting.
Oh, yeah, he got real serious. But you didn't hear him calling out his players. Actually, I wasn't on the beat then, so I don't know if John Fox was was calling out the players. But John Fox is the only coach in my lifetime. And I go back to Neil Armstrong, who actually had any experience as a...
There.
He's not an Astro. A lot of people think I'm talking about the Astro. Neil Armstrong, before anything ever happened, he was a football coach. I don't care what anybody says about Neil Armstrong. He can go to the moon as far as I'm concerned. I don't even care.
I was there.
I was there and you weren't.
Echo chamber less.
You know, I don't do much of the grabber anymore, so that felt good. This feels like you and I doing the show.
Right, that's what it should be. That's what they're missing. And we got a text from a listener named Karen A. Don't you dare change the intro. It brings me joy. Aww. I look forward to it.
Thanks,
well,
Karen.
We don't. It's really, she thinks it's what Saturday Suckage is all about. And it does. It sucks that we can't have an accurate intro, so we might as well have that.
Is there a message board for just you and I? I think there should be. Just like, and I could just see them,
Mark,
discussing.
Don't encourage. Don't encourage the digital terrorists.
That's true. Yeah, it would turn bad on us.
Let them
quickly.
Just
right.
Spark up, all right? Just pack your bong and listen between 11 and 2, okay?
Right, because it's hilarious. Yeah. You probably do. I imagine you probably are a good listen when people have had a little sparky spark, because you're hilarious.
Yeah, no,
I
encourage people to spark and then listen.
You're
to
hilarious,
Saturdays.
And you could be. You're a little mean sometimes, but you're hilarious, and it's the whole Rosenblum thing, man.
No,
it really is.
I'm just half the show without you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are you doing all right, man? How's life? Everything good with you?
I've got a woman I love. Yeah, me and my otter. Everything's great.
Wait a minute. You got an otter?
Yeah, she's my. We're otters because one night we fell asleep holding hands.
Oh my!
And that's the way otters fall asleep.
Seriously?
They go to sleep so that the other one doesn't float away. They keep each other from floating away.
Oh my God!
So we have the lovely rom-com, you know what, nickname, the rom-com appellation of just being otters. She's my otter.
That is. I can't even express to the adorability.
I know. You probably got diabetes from all the sugary sweetness.
Oh my God. Yeah. Where's my insulin? Jesus.
Radio diabetes. That's what
we are. I just got Dave the cat update. He is sitting on the same couch that I'm on right now. On the other end of it, I got one of those, what do you call it, wraparound couches? Or I don't even know how you describe that.
Sectional?
Sectional, yeah.
All I can say is meow.
He is laying on a rain poncho on the other side of my, like I threw this poncho down on the couch and now Dave uses it as a bed so I can't remove the poncho, even though it looks ridiculous in my place. So that's it.
All right. Well, when you do your cat interior decorating, then I think you have to stick with it. I think it's a bold statement.
Was there any more bear stuff? I know I kind of redirected here. Where were we? We were trying to figure out the deep.
I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to carve up Shane Waldron, and then we're going to go from there.
We're heading into the carve up Shane Waldron.
Oh, we already do. This is, it hardly seems fair, but we're vivisecting a skeleton, but we're going to carve up Shane Waldron. Yeah.
What time are you on till today? 2:01? What do we got?
It depends who's listening. If nobody important listens, I'll be on till 2.
This could be it. This could be the one.
You never know. Sean may get a call in the middle. Go to CBS. Go to syndication.
That's one too many drug references. That's it. Pull the plug. Put on BetQL. Let's go.
That's right. All right. Thanks for sparking us along, Mark.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Sean. Good job, buddy. See ya. Bye. Later, Mark. See ya.
The inimitable Mark Rohde. I love Mark Rohde. All right, take a break. And like I said, we're going to carve up Shane Waldron because that's what we do here. Yeah, sure. Might be easy, but when you're talking Saturday suckage, who sucks more than Shane Waldron? Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You'd think a monkey in tropical land would be fine, but it didn't work out so well.
It's Saturday suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Well, talking about sparking up apparently is much more fun than ripping Shane Waldron, although we'll see if we have time for that. But last segment suddenly sparked discussion. A 773 texter was talking about Hulk Gamma, a new strain Hulk Gamma, and a new strain called David Banner. So you could have Hulk pot or David Banner pot, whatever strain you want.
That's awesome.
And somebody texted in wondering if we should call it getting roasted with Rosenbloom, because Mark made the comment about, I bet you're funny high. I guess I bet you're funny. Funny how? Funny like, I mean. And so that prompted Trash Panda to text me and Mark, I can confirm Rosie is a great listen high. And Mark responded with a bunch of those laughing faces. I said, outstanding. Mark Rohde said, I don't want to really. He's a devout Sunshine, Stevie Sunshine Sparkus, signed it with a name that wasn't his. And at first I thought it was Stevie Nicks when he wrote Stevie Sunshine. And there should be a brand called Stevie Sunshine, right? Shouldn't there be a strain called Stevie Sunshine? And then I thought it was Stevie Nicks. So Stevie Nicks will be coming up in the next hour, by the way. Stevie Nicks is part of the cultural zeitgeist. And if you didn't think she had anything to do with sports, she certainly does. We'll get to that. Trash Panda then, meanwhile, backs up, says, meanwhile, that open I made in 2019 still slaps. Mark says, oh, yeah, that was yours. Nice work. And Trash Panda says, I updated the one Withers made like an eternity before. Right. That's what I thought we still had. And I wasn't sure why. I said, great. Grody left after 2014 because in 2015 he went to the Cubs And he got the Cubs into the playoffs, and then Grody got the Cubs into the World Series, and they won. And Grody has a World Series ring. Saturday Suckage, the only show on the Score with a World Series ring. Neener, neener, neener. And why would Trash Panda remake the Open in like 2019? And Mark says he made a brief comeback, which I don't remember. But then again, at my age and my advanced dotage, I don't remember a lot of things. And Trash Panda said, Grody was doing the show when I was producing. Then he just stopped one week and nobody told me he wasn't doing the show anymore. So I stubbornly kept the Open. And now the idea, so that's 2019, here we are 2024, and we're using the same Open without the same stubborn producer, because he's now the stubborn producer on the midday show, Bernstein and Harris. And so it really is on brand that we do Saturday Suckage that way. And Mark, by the way, speaking of Wake and Bake Club, and we really should do that, I do have stuff for Wake and Bake Club. 760 texter asks, can Mark stay another segment and shine the Batman light for Toby? That's a really good point.
I've seen it happen before. It's impressive.
Mark is the Toby magnet. It's what gets Toby to call. And we've not heard from him for a long time. Mark and I talked about it once. We've not heard from Toby for a long time, and Toby said that he had moved around again. At once, he was the governor of Albuquerque and the mayor of like Oregon, and then he was back here under super secret double probation hiding. And he told me, use the word cultivar. Don't say anything else. Use cultivar. So that's the report on what's prompted by Mark thinking, I'm funny high. And it's confirmed by a producer, which makes you wonder, Sean, should you be high?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, Trash Panda was, I don't know that he wasn't high when he was doing the show. And maybe he just carried on that practice when he's not on the show.
I mean,
it's not his show. It's his Open. So it's his Open and Grody's Open and neither of them on that show. It's not their show, but they're on that Open of that show.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't be. I feel like I shouldn't be. It would be interesting.
Where are those two other texts?
I'm working on it here, man. I got you a caller, though. Here I've got Roy in South Bend. He's got a funny Stevie Nicks story for you.
All right. Well, welcome to this. You know what? We need to go back to having a breaking caller sounder at 312-644-6767. We need a breaking caller sounder. So what happens is, dun, 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 and then you be Ted Koppel, and we have a breaking caller. Yeah, that's it. Breaking caller sounder. Okay, and then you say, Steve, we interrupt this broadcast to bring you, and then you, the caller's name.
Should I say wherever. It like you were, like Steve?
Steve, yeah, and your broadcast voice, yeah. Because right. When I want to do my FM voice, I'll be doing it this way. Yeah, groovy guys and gals.
You've got Roy in South Bend now here.
Roy in South Bend, thanks for joining the groovy vibes here on WSU. Well,
thanks for having me, man.
Dude.
What's up? I got a THC connection to that Stevie Nicks, and it's a band called Texas Hippie Coalition. The lead singer looks like Jelly Roll. And
Texas Hippie Coalition, which is THC. I'm just going slowly for the Wake and Bake Club members. Okay.
Sean,
stay around with the dump button. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, so it's a Stevie Nicks song, anyway, they do.
Does it have a title, or you just want to let me know it's a Stevie Nicks song?
Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks is the actual title.
That's the name of the song.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the lyrics, or are they made up in your head? Can you make up lyrics in your head? I'm just wondering what the theme of it is, because I remember, I think it was the Vapors did, somebody did I'm Stuck in a Pagoda with Trisha Toyota.
No, these guys, the THC guys, haven't been around too long, probably since about 2010, maybe.
I don't know. I was just asking for the lyrics as opposed to their Wikipedia.
No, because it's not like a, you know, it's not a hit or anything like that. So, and they're not that well known of a band. So I don't know the lyrics or anything.
Well, that's great. You bring up a band that they're not well known. They haven't been around long and you don't know the lyrics, but it said Stevie Nicks. That's the name of the song.
But I would say the lead singer, his claim to fame is he's a Jelly Roll lookalike. He's got that going for him.
Yeah. Yeah, which is nice. Yeah, okay, that's great. That's terrific. Thank you. I suppose that explains why there's a dearth of callers to the show. But we welcome him. That, you know what? This seems like a perfect run up to the Wake and Bake Club. We do a Wake and Bake Club stuff I want to bring to you. And at the top of the hour, we will get back to talking football, Bears football, offensive line stuff. With Sam Monson of the 33rd team. He'll be here. He will offer you some analytics, some different prism through which to view the Bears. Maybe he'll offer us some thoughts on what a coach is worth or how quickly we can get an Uber to get Eberflus to O'Hare. It's all important stuff. But first, Wake and Bake Club will be next. Chicago Saturday Suckage. Like, just went. Where was this? Where were the? Wait, Sean. Where were the texts from earlier?
I was trying to get them, but we.
What are they?
What are they? It's the. It's the ones about the guy trying to say Eberflus, but his phone said Eberflus.
There. Yeah. That's the one. So read that.
Okay, I've got it right here. I can't see anything ever happening to Coach Eat Refused because we relieved himself at the 20-yard line and management would chalk it up as extra sweaty genitals.
So we get audio texts, right? And what happened is when the guy or woman tried to say Eberflus, it turned out to Eat Refuse. And that couldn't be more perfect. Saturday Sucker, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Matt Eberflus is coming back regardless. No.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670, The Score in Odyssey Station.
And it's the Wake and Bake Club. We're holding this meeting. So I had the one of the other things I forgot from messages earlier, the idea of getting roasted with Rosenbloom as a name for the make listening much easier, is a texter, a tweeter follower, an ex-follower, David Glass, I forgot your name, Glassmark, whatever it is, suggested a name for a blog I should write, the Daily Mirth and Bile. I think that's a great name. Daily Mirth and Bile. That's just outstanding.
Smoke weed every day.
That's where we are. So if you're thinking of relocating or finding countries that offer nomad visas or self-employed resident visas, maybe Amsterdam would be a destination for you. Because there you'd find our friend, our legendary face on Mount Cushmore, Snoop. Snoop Dogg. So, after the Paris Olympics, where he was a breakout star, he took his latest marijuana venture global. Told you about the one in L.A. Now there's one in Amsterdam. A cannabis coffee house. So, shortly after the flagship got launched in South Central L.A. and now there's one in Amsterdam, and of course the club, the coffee house, the cannabis consumption site is called SWED. And what does it stand for, Sean Sears?
Smoke weed every day.
Exactly right. How did this not happen before? How did Amsterdam survive all this without Snoop? But now he's there. And it's one-stop shopping, you know, whether you want exclusive strain, edibles, smoking accessories, consume it there. Two stories. It's smoke weed every day. It's SWED. And that's... So if you're considering, like I said, nomad visas or self-employed resident visas, if you're looking to relocate, Amsterdam and Snoop, you find a familiar face there. But take a break. We will come back talking bears. See, wasn't talking getting high just so much better than talking about the bear? We're going to talk to bear. We're going to talk to Sam Monson of the 33rd team. Talk some analytics. Talk some Bears Patriots next in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So you're well known for you can rhyme anything, right? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.